This weekend in the Berkshires, we've got a rock festival, an all-star Grateful Dead tribute concert, a chamber music program, modern ballet, Afropop, and several folk music legends. This weekend marks the third annual Solid Sound Festival, curated by indie rock band Wilco and taking place at Massmocha in North Adams. After the first two successful years of the festival, this year Solid Sound is back with a lineup that looks like it will probably be the best yet. The festival kicks off today and is topped tonight with performances by indie rock legends Yola Tengo and Wilco themselves. Both groups will again play tomorrow night, and headliners Medeski Martin and Wood will close the festival on Sunday. In the interim, the multimedia fair will feature a host of other great concerts by artists including singer-songwriter Nico Case, lo-fi outfit Low, and reunited psychedelic popsters Dream Syndicate featuring Steve Wynn. Also on tap are an unusual duo performance featuring Los Lobos guitarist David Hidalgo and avant jazz guitarist Mark Rebo, the Brazilian psych rock band Os Mutantes, and soul and gospel greats The Relatives. And speaking of relatives, Spencer Tweedy, son of Wilco's Jeff Tweedy, makes his Solid Sound debut performing with his band The Blisters. But it's more than just music. There will be comedy, films, activities, and of course, art installations all across the sprawling Massmocha campus. Before the Boston Symphony Orchestra arrives and settles in for the summer, Tanglewood in Lenox is opening its gates for a series of folk rock, pop, and jazz concerts beginning tonight with Oscar and two-time Grammy-winning folk rock singer-songwriter Melissa Etheridge. She'll be followed by the Boston Pops and Warren Haynes in the Jerry Garcia Symphonic Celebration on Saturday night, a double bill of female folk royalty with Joan Baez and Indigo Girls on Sunday, the Terrence Blanchard Jazz Group next Friday, public radio host Garrison Keillor's A Prairie Home Companion a week from Saturday, and Jackson Brown and fiddler Sarah Watkins on Thursday, July 4th. For those who can't wait for the Boston Symphony Orchestra to arrive and must hear their classical music this weekend, violinist Suvin Kim leads an all-Hungarian program featuring works by Béla Bartók and others on Saturday at 8 as part of the Concerts at Tannery Pond Chamber Music Series in New Lebanon. Joining Kim will be violinist Jessica Lee, cellist Ed Aaron, violist Maurice Banachek, and Tannery Pond Artistic Director Christian Steiner. Jacob's Pillow and Beckett kicks off its season proper this weekend with Dance Theater of Harlem, the groundbreaking and newly revitalized classical and contemporary ballet company, in the Ted Shawn Theater through Sunday. The company will present a range of classic and new ballet, including works by George Balanchine, Alvin Ailey, and Canadian contemporary choreographer John Alain. Senegalese vocalist, oral historian, and master kora player Zal Idrissa Sissoko and his band Buntalo will perform an evening of West African music on Saturday at 7:30 at PS21 Performance Spaces for the 21st Century in Chatham at 7:30. The music of Zal and Buntalo is a mix of traditional and modern world music. At its core is the sound of the kora, a 21-stringed harp lute. Singer-songwriter Suzanne Vega performs a rare, intimate nightclub gig at Club Helsinki Hudson on Saturday at 9. One of the most literate and poetic singer-songwriters of the rock era, Vega is also a folk-pop craftsman with a string of radio-ready hits that began with Luca and Tom's Diner and have continued throughout her career. In the fall of 2013, Vega is heading to Eastern and Northern Europe, where she will perform in Russia, Estonia, Lithuania, Denmark, and the other Helsinki. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.